today on Real Radio.
I'm not asking you what kind of husband you are. I'm telling you the very position that God has given you as a husband is ordained by God, and it is a high calling. And this world needs to see sold out godly husbands again, like never before. It's amazing.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his series called Life and Bible with a message called Being a Christian While Being a Husband. In living out our Christianity, we need to develop a practical and effective plan to walk with God at all times and in any situation. We say God's Word contains these answers to life, but at some point, we're to move from simply understanding the Bible to actually applying it to our lives. When the Bible talks about a husband, we'll discover how he's been given a unique position in life. He is a representative of God's very nature and person. Being a Christian husband, well, it's perhaps the most powerful calling that God can give in this world. Even the Lord refers to himself as not only the head of the church, but also a husband to Israel. A Christian husband is a model of how God loves Israel and how Jesus loves the church. So today on day one of this message, Pastor Jack tells us that God has given the husband not just a unique position, but also a unique responsibility. They're to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. As the head of the house, husbands are to carry the burden of the husband and wife while still being equally joint heirs of God's kingdom. And now in his message called Being a Christian While Being a Husband, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
And how many of you women have drugged your men out here? I don't mean drug the men, but drag your man out here tonight. But we're gonna have, I think, a good time in the Word, and it's good for us. And if there's any young people listening tonight, they need to take some notes. They need to be ready, because someday they're going to grow up, or they're going to fall in love, and they're going to be thinking that he or she is the right one, and maybe he or she is the right one. But what does it mean? As we go through our mini series on life in the Bible, we're looking at tonight being a Christian while being a husband. And what does that mean? What does a Christian husband look like? And the world is asking that question. A lot of people want to know, and a lot of people think they know. But we're going to be looking at some things. And of course, time doesn't permit for us to go into everything. But we're going to cover 10 things tonight regarding a Christian husband. And so tonight, just by show of hands, how many of you are single tonight? Raise your hands. Single. Wow. Hands down. How many of you are married tonight? Raise your hands. Okay. Wow. Overwhelming. Very, very good. Father, we pray that you'd bless, Lord, our time together right now. Father, we pray that tonight, that you would touch us, not only as Christians, all of us tonight, because your word will penetrate all of our hearts tonight. Doesn't matter if we're male, female, married, single, whatever. The truth is, Lord God, tonight we pray that you would galvanize Christian husbands, and Lord, may it change not only those in which we come in contact with, but the world that watches. So, Lord, bless now your word to our hearts. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Well, grab your Bibles and turn now to our theme portion of Scripture as we go through this mini-series on being a Christian while being a husband. And as we look at that, Colossians chapter 1, and by the time we get out of this series, I think you'll be an expert on these verses. Colossians chapter 1, beginning there at verse 9. So, all husbands, listen up. For this reason, Paul said, we also, since the day we heard of it, that is of their faith and of their walk with Christ, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you might be filled with all the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. For all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to God the Father, who has qualified us, key word there, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And as you look to the screens, we're looking at, well, we just ran out of. There you go. What does a Christian husband look like? And you saw on the screen pictures of people, as we've been stressing every week, normal. They look normal. They look like guys. But it's that which resides in the heart that makes the difference. And what comes out of that heart is what is expressed by the hands and by the actions and by the mouth of the man. And so as we look at being a husband as a Christian tonight, these things we want to jot down. And let me say, I'm going to say some radical things tonight. First of all, because I am a Christian first, and I'm a husband. How do you bring those two things together? And what does that look like? Now, I got to tell you, a lot of what I'm going to be talking about has to do with personal experience and what God has hammered into my life over the course of these last 30 years. But also, there are things that in every one of these points that I bring up, all of us as men will strive to gain until the day that we die. Do you understand that? It is vital that we understand that we as Christian men are men who are growing. A Christian man, a Christian husband. I believe personally, and I'm not kidding about this, it is the most powerful calling that God could place upon a human being. Now, all the women would say, not true. It's being a mother, bringing a child into the world. Okay, that's fine. And we'll talk about that in the days ahead. That's great. But you know what? A Christian man who's a husband holds a very, very unique position. I'm going to ask you to jot these things down tonight. Mark it down. A husband has been given a unique position by God that is absolutely worthy of our attention. And tonight I want you to be battling against your emotions and your thoughts and your memories of either how a husband has failed you, or how maybe perhaps you have failed as a husband, or some sort of interruption that might try to creep in. We need to be strong people tonight to go through this. Number one, a unique position. Men, we have been given by God a position of being a husband that is unlike any other calling in all of the world. And a husband's position, listen, is a type. It is a representation on this earth, in a family, in a home, to express the nature of God. Say, well, you're right. That's a radical statement, Jack. Well, listen, the Lord refers to himself as a husband. Isn't that interesting? The Bible says so. The Bible says in Isaiah 54, verse 5, for your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. So God refers to himself, to the nation of Israel, God the Father. By the way, your Old Testament announces that God the Father is married to Israel. Isn't that interesting? Isaiah speaks about that. The prophet Jeremiah speaks about that. Very, very interesting. God says regarding his relationship with Israel, it is one as though she is a wife to him and he is a husband. And a Christian husband is a type, is a manifestation of the nature of God in our world around us. Meaning that a wife should be able to look at her husband and see and watch attributes coming along and growing along that speak to her of this man being a picture or a type of the Lord. That's radical. That's amazing. You say, well, Pastor, that is radical because I could never see my husband as having those kinds of things. And we're going to be talking about some of that stuff tonight. Number one, I'm not asking you what kind of husband you are. I'm telling you the very position that God has given you as a husband is ordained by God, and it is a high calling. And this world needs to see sold out godly husbands again, like never before. It's amazing. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, and he, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, is the head of the body, even the church. Now, the New Testament speaks about Jesus Christ being engaged to the bride of Christ, which is the church. Don't you think that's powerful that the Lord relates to his people, Old Testament and New Testament, in a context of marriage, and as he is the husband? 1 Corinthians 11:3 says, but I want you to know that the head of every man, is Christ, and the head of a woman is a man, and the head of Christ is God. God has his chain, as it were, of government, you could say, or relationship, you could say. There's a certain pattern. I have to tell you, I'm going to speak on behalf of every honest man in this church tonight. Us guys do not feel worthy enough to be a husband. It is an amazing thing. Most men, church, are you listening tonight? Most men pull away back up from the call of being a husband, and that's a shame. Of really being a husband. Some people might say, maybe you're here tonight, you're visiting, and you're wondering, well, what is a husband? And what is a Christian husband? The Bible's very clear about these things, and we'll look at them tonight. But the number one thing is to realize, guys, that God has called us to a very unique position. And I'm not going to beat you up tonight, guys. I'm going to, by the grace of God, lift you up and encourage you to step up or into that calling that God has placed upon your life, that you are a Christian husband. It is an amazing thing. Now, we've got 10 things to cover. This number one being the unique position. I've established the fact that God speaks of himself as being a husband, that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Ephesians 5:23 says, for the husband is the head of the wife. Wait a minute, ladies. Wait, wives, don't leave. Just wait a minute. The husband is the head of the wife as, you ought to circle that. Every lady, you're going to want to circle this. As also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. You're saying, Jack, you're driving me crazy. Oh, but wait. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water of the word. And all the ladies said, and frankly, all the men should say, amen. Because you know what? All of a sudden, hey, I don't need to run away and stick my head in the ground because I'm a husband. Don't listen to Hollywood. Have you noticed that almost, I think almost or all, I don't know, maybe all is a big statement, but look at the husbands in Hollywood on TV. Are they not a bunch of bumbling nincompoops? They don't even know how to buy a car. They can't shop. They've got to ask their wife about, where should we get the transmission fixed, honey? Men on TV have been whittled away to nothing. Husbands that are portrayed by Hollywood are just absolutely incompetent, bumbling fools. Have you noticed that? Do you think there's an agenda about that? Of course there's an agenda about that. To undermine and to destroy what God has established. The Bible says in Ephesians, I just read it a moment again, that the husband is head of the wife. And all the women just freak over that. But what the women, what the wives don't realize is that if you read it in context, as the husband is head of the wife, that word implies as Christ loved the church. How much did Christ love the church? All the way. Jesus went all the way to the cross and died for the church. He died for the world. He died for the lost. He died for us. So how much is a husband to be sold out for the wife to the point of death? And that's no joke. Absolutely confirmed in Scripture. If we would live what God would have us to live. This is the will of God, that we as husbands would walk in such a way that our wives would be delighted to say, hey, he's the head of the house. If it's done biblically, see, we get this mindset that it's some chauvinistic, totalitarian, horrible thing for a man, according to God, to be as the head, and that word means the first one to be slaughtered. And that's what it means. Woman, I'm the head of this house. Hey, girls, you just say, that's right, sweetie, you are. Lay it down. Go out in the backyard, sweetie. We're going to crucify you right now. I'm just kidding. Think about that. That we are to love her as Christ love the church. So here's our homework, guys. You're going to want her down. I'm going to give you 10 bits of homework. And by the way, if you're engaged here tonight, I'm not going to ask you to show your hands. If you're thinking about you got the right one there, listen to these things. Listen to them. This is free counsel. It's free. This is free. Look, there's no offering. You're not paying for nothing. Everything's free, so you have to listen. Here it is. Mr. Husband or Mr. Husband-to-be, here's your assignment. Or maybe I should just stay to Mr. Husband because there's going to be some other assignments that Mr. Husband-to-be ain't got the privilege yet. Here's your homework. Step up into the position that God has given you guys and begin to model how much God loves Israel, loves his people, is how much you ought to be loving on your wives. And I can feel the vibe coming from the men. Pastor, if you only knew my wife. God doesn't ask us that, does he? He says, love her. And I'm a firm, firm believer that when we really begin to love our wives, it's easy to complain about them. It's a different thing to love on them. And when we begin to do that because of the position that God has called us, you know what? We'll see by the end of this message that God has granted the Christian husband the power. Listen, the power to put it into the heart of that woman. If she needs changing, not changing to your standard, changing as she grows in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ to his standard. That's an important thing. Oh, I'm going to marry this guy. I'm going to marry this girl because I think I can change them into the person that I'd have them to be. Ain't going to happen. No way. No, we are going to love her because Christ loves the church. That's the argument. Point number two, being a Christian while being a husband. What does a Christian husband look like? Number two, he has been given by God a unique responsibility. Man, you and I have been given a unique responsibility that only you can fulfill in your home. And only a husband, a Christian husband, is to take upon himself the responsibilities, listen, and burdens of the wife and of the home. That is to be upon the man's shoulders. I cannot quote to you. I was reading yesterday on a flight. I was speaking in Tucson, Arizona yesterday at a conference. And I was reading a speech by George Patton, General George Patton. Now, that guy had some colorful language, I found out reading his speech. But he was talking about being soldiers and going to battle. And he was talking about, okay, pretty soon we're going to be getting off this boat or whatever. We're going to be heading head on to the Germans. And he talked about doing all that stuff. And he said, you know, if you're going to be a coward, just let us know and we'll shoot you right here, right now. Get you out of the way. Because we don't want anybody to get hurt. Isn't that great? If you're going to wimp out on us, we'll just shoot you now and get you out of the way. So nobody stumbles over your cowardly body on your way to war. And he told them, he said, guys, listen up. You want to hit the beach running and be fearless? Now, every soldier would say, yes, help me. And he said, all right, consider yourself already dead. That was his encouragement. When you hit the beach and when you storm those German strongholds, just consider yourself already dead. Just bank on just being blown up. Now, listen to that. You think about that as a husband. I'm not talking about saying, oh, that's it. Just shoot me. I'm going to get married. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the responsibilities that God has placed upon the husband cannot be handed to anybody else. And we need to man up and be a husband. If she's panicking and bearing the load, what's wrong with us? There's no excuses. God's word is all sufficient. If you and I, listen, let's be honest. If you and I feel inadequate about being a Christian husband, what is our source of strength? This book. Were you here on Sunday? Remember, we talked about Facebook, face in the book, Facebook. When your face is in the book, you'll be strong. Very, very important. So it's a unique responsibility that God has called us to. And the husband is to be the spiritual leader of the home. The husband is to be the one that sets the theme in the home about really the things of Christ. And every man is overwhelmed at just that statement. I can't do it, Pastor. None of us can do it. But we begin. And that's how we grow. And you've got to start somewhere. It's so vitally important. And that somewhere is just simply putting your hand on your wife's head or shoulders or grabbing her by the big toe and massaging her foot and praying, dear Lord, bless her day to day. Anoint these feet wherever they go. Keep her safe. I'm serious. You're laughing. What are you laughing about? I'm dead serious about this. Right? And you rub her feet and you tell her, Lord, you rub her feet and say, God bless her and keep her today and keep wolves and freaks away from her today. Watch over our marriage. I'm dead serious. Every Christian man has to do this. You got to do it. We're storming the beach every day of this hell-bent world that we live in. Bent on destruction and destroying the culture and itself. And husbands, our wives go out into that world. You say, well, my wife doesn't work. She goes to the grocery store. And we hear about predators in grocery stores who walk around grocery stores looking for women in grocery stores to hit on. It happens. One guy not too long ago was driven out of town doing that. Wolves. Men, we are to be responsible for our wives and loving on them and taking care of them, being responsible for them. 1 Peter 3:7 says, husbands, likewise, dwell with your wife with understanding. Impossible. Takes prayer. God will give you the understanding. I'm telling you. So how are we going to do this? It's all impossible. God will give you the strength and the ability. Ain't no man dwelling with his wife according to understanding. That's not even possible. She doesn't understand herself. Why did you say that? I don't know. Peter says, dwell with them according to understanding. God help me, Lord. Come down, rend the heavens and give me understanding. He'll do it. Giving honor to your wife. Listen, this is awesome. As to the weaker vessel and as being heirs together in Christ in the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. The Christian man is to understand that both he and her are heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen. And by the way, he's not 3 inches taller than her. He's not up on the, look, what do you mean heirs? I'm going to get more than you, right? Because I'm the man. No. We're all one in Christ. Yeah, but it said weaker vessel. You know what that, a lot of people want to argue. The wife's the weaker vessel. Do you know what the word means? The word means that she has been created by God more physically tender than us. That is a good thing. It doesn't mean she's got half a brain. There are religions out there that believe that a woman was created with a half a soul, a half a brain. And that religion's growing all over the world at gangbuster rates. I don't get it. Hey, come join our religion. Women have half a brain. Sign me up. No, God says the same. See, well, what about the weaker vessel? She is more tender. And I don't know about you, but that's a good thing. God's awesome.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. Here on Real Radio. In a message called Being a Christian While Being a Husband. Thanks for joining us today. And you know, our hope is that if you are a husband, you'll come to know Jesus as your personal Savior, who will help lead you and guide you to be the best husband you can possibly be. Being a Christian While Being a Husband. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called Life and Bible, a collection of messages on how to apply God's Word in the everyday challenges of real life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, in real life, we have an enemy who doesn't want us to prosper, nor does he want the husband to be a Christ follower who loves his wife, treasures her, and defends her with all of his being. To be the leader of the house is a 24/7 calling. That's why we'd like to especially encourage husbands to get that Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet. It's on-the-go inspiration and immediate access to media resources, sermons, devotions, podcasts, and so much more. It's even going to connect you with Pastor Jack through Facebook and YouTube. Simply head over to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, click on the Real Life app icon, then click on the specific link to download for your type of device. It's real easy, and you can find that Real Life app at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And if you need to get a hold of us, call us, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.